I'm telling you, Julius, it's rough out there.
You don't say.
I tried to get classified as an essential worker, but you know how it is. In a crisis, the arts are always the first to go.
Wait. How are you talking to him? Was it behind the door? On the phone? Through a window?
Oh, no, actually, I...
I'll have you know that I lost some money that was very close to me because of this pandemic. So if I find out you were flouting lockdown...
No. I'm his next-door neighbor. And we... It'll be easier if I explain how my building works. Okay, so... On my street, there are three big apartment buildings, okay? Building 1, Building 2, and...
Building 3.
Yes, Building 3. Now, I live in flat 395, and the number 3...
Tells me which of the three buildings you live in, yes?
Exactly. And the second number tells you what floor a person lives on, going from 0 to 9. So, in my case, 395, I live in Building 3 on Floor 9, yeah?
Go on.
Finally, the third digit tells you which flat a person lives in. So, in the case of my flat, 395, that means I live in Building 3 on Floor 9 in Flat 5.
I think that makes sense. So, that father and his cross-dressing son lived in Apartment 308. So they're in Building 3, on the ground floor, in the 8th apartment.
Exactly. Now, these buildings are kind of split in two. Floors 0 to 2 have bigger flats for families and stuff, whereas the rest of the floors, 3 to 9, are mostly for single people or young couples with no kids. They're much cheaper and have shared kitchens and communal spaces for up to 5 people. They call it co-living.
So single people in the city don't get too lonely and kill themselves. Yes, I've heard of that.
Now, the guy in this story, the one I was telling you about, lives next door to me. Therefore, we share a kitchen. That's why we were talking in person. We were both cooking ourselves dinner.
Okay, that makes sense. My second question is, why have you advanced cast him as Alan Rickman? You do realize the issue with trying to cast Alan Rickman for a role, I presume.
I haven't advanced cast him as Alan Rickman. You see, the truth of the matter is...
Some people just sound like Alan Rickman. Some people just look like Alan Rickman. I am one of the few Alan Rickman impersonators to offer the full package. Can you pass me the fusilli? Please, can you pass me the fusilli? Please, can you pass me the fusilli?
So, what did you actually do? Just show up at their houses and pretend to be Snape?
I don't just do Snape. I do all the hits. The week before lockdown, one mother hired me to threaten her misbehaving toddler as Hans Gruber.
What did you say?
I am counting to 3. There will not be a 4. Pick up your toys.
I bet that little mischief maker sorted his behavior out right away.
Indeed he did.
So, how come... I mean, if you're so good, how come you haven't been able to find any work online? Surely this is the sort of thing you can do from your bedroom, right? I mean, some of it, at least.
The rise of Photoshop means it's very hard to leverage my unique combination of skills on the internet. How do clients know I'm not simply a con artist who only sounds like Alan Rickman, using advanced photo editing technology to scam them out of their money?
And that's a big problem, is it?
You have no idea. I've started an online support group. We call ourselves the Alan Rick Men. It's a safe space for Alan Rickman impersonators to discuss the specific problems our community is facing in these difficult times.
Really?
My phone's on the table. Just take a look. The password is Alan Rickman. That's A-L-A...
Don't worry, I got it. Whoa, some of these posts are really dark. Our judgment day is coming. They'll be at our doors with knives and pitchforks. Look at this one here. I fear the coming retribution. Retribution? As in punishment? Why are you guys worried about it? It's not like Alan Rickman impersonators are vectors for the virus. Are they?
The community is rightfully concerned about the possibility of Alan Rickman impersonators becoming the target of prejudiced attacks.
First, They came for the Willem Dafoe impersonators. And I said nothing, for I was not a Willem Dafoe impersonator. Then they came for the Christopher Walken impersonators. And I said nothing, for I...
Stop it, this is serious. You see, J.K. Rowling describes Snape as looking like a large bat. And many of us have speculated that the man who ate that first infected bat was actually an Alan Rickman impersonator trying to get into character.
Really?
It's why it frightens me so much to hear Donald Trump calling COVID-19 the Chinese flu. I see the attacks being made on the Asian population, and I know how close we Alan Rickman impersonators came to being the target of similar fury. I've thought about whistleblowing. Seeing another group wrongfully accused turns my stomach. But the Alan Rickman impersonation industry just can't take the hit.
If you think it was one of your guys who ate the bat, does that mean there are Alan Rickman impersonators working in Wuhan, China?
I'm going to ignore the racist implications of that question. Of course there are Alan Rickman impersonators working in Wuhan, China. Otherwise, who would impersonate Alan Rickman for the Chinese? In fact, it's one of the reasons this internet thing is so difficult. It's very hard to compete online in this new globalized market.
You don't say.
Of course, I have no problem with legitimate Chinese Alan Rickman impersonators. It's the outsourcing to factories that I cannot abide.
Outsourcing?
Oh, didn't you know? In China, there are warehouses full of Alan Rickman impersonators. They're not very good, but they are incredibly affordable.
I'm so sorry to hear that, I guess.
When you outsource the impersonators, the whole industry suffers. The Alan Rickman costume makers, the craftsmen who fashion our props, the bakers who make giant birthday cakes for us to pop out of. A whole section of the economy simply collapses. First it was the steel workers, then the coal miners, and now us.
Wow, I had no idea this was such a big problem.
Not to mention that the conditions in these impersonation mills are dire. Workers impersonating Alan Rickman for 16, sometimes even 18 hours a day.
That's terrible.
What can I say? People just don't care about how their workers are treated.
Well, have you thought about unionizing?
We can't.
Why not?
Love, actually.
What, actually?
No, Love Actually, the film. An Alan Rickman impersonator must always remain in character. All Alan Rickman's other characters could conceivably be in a union, or at least would not be anti-union, except for Harry from Love Actually. It's just a fact.
What, even the diehard guy?
Hans Gruber is only concerned with the interests of Hans Gruber. Similarly, his other villainous characters, Judge Turpin and the Sheriff of Nottingham, both occupy public sector jobs, highly likely to be union members themselves. The same applies to the morally ambiguous teacher, Snape. Metatron is an angel, and Christianity's whole deal is basically collective bargaining, which leaves Marvin the paranoid android, who is a slave.
But that office guy from Love Actually?
Harry from Love Actually is the manager of a design studio and a clear union buster. A dickweed. But it is indisputable, and we have to stay in character for all Alan Rickmans, not just the ones we like.
Well, that Harry guy's a real piece of work, huh? A cheat and a union buster.
I know. Would you please pass me the hoisin sauce?
Yeah, here you go.
It also makes what I'm about to tell you all the more shocking.
What?
I am currently in the midst of a romantic entanglement with an Emma Thompson impersonator, who I am also cheating on.
I guess you could say that you're making her foolish, and the life she leads foolish.
Yes, Julius, I know the script for the film. In case you haven't noticed, I take this shit very seriously.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, just think next time. That being said, you do have a point, and the irony of the situation is not lost on me. I even got her a Joni Mitchell CD for Christmas, would you believe it?
That's dark, man.
I know. Pass me the five spice, please.
Sure, man. Hey, what is it you're cooking exactly?
I don't even really know. Times are tough. These are just the ingredients left over in my fridge. Speaking of which, pass me that punnet of plums, please.
Haven't you been able to find any work?
I've tried being an exotic orator.
An exotic orator? Do you mean phone sex? Like a phone sex line operator?
I suppose the untrained ear would struggle to differentiate between pornography and art. But yes, I am what you might dub a call boy.
I didn't know the phone sex industry still existed. What with the internet and everything?
With the world on lockdown, people are craving that personal touch. Mainly it's busy professional women ringing up and asking me to be the Sheriff of Nottingham.
And, how's that going for you?
It pays the bills, I suppose. Still, I worry about the ethics of the whole thing.
You're feeling a little exploited.
That's very sex negative of you. No, I am not feeling exploited. But I am worried about the impact my presence in this industry is having on the youth.
The youth?
I got an angry call from Lisa. She's a teacher that lives in Building 2. She teaches my nephew English. Anyway, some of her pupils got a hold of the audio from the calls, and she's worried about how hearing such things might affect them.
Why is there a recording? I thought these were live calls.
I make a hard copy of every call and post them all online at archiverickman.org. I think it's unethical to offer just single-use impressions.
Alright, that's a bit weird, but I don't see how it hurts the pupils. It's just your voice.
Just my voice. Don't you see it's giving them unrealistic expectations? This is what happens when you live in a society too afraid to talk openly about sex. Celebrity impersonators become the primary way pupils get their sex education.
Huh?
Many of them don't even know the correct names for their anatomies. All they know is brooms, wands, chambers of secret, rooms of requirement. Mostly Harry Potter related, but one worldly and very confident child apparently possesses a Nakatomi Tower.
Nakatomi Tower. Good man.
Mostly I worry about young men being asked to do impressions in bed they don't feel comfortable with. Many of them have started comparing their own voices to the voices of celebrities. Voices no one can really attain in real life. Except Alan Rickman, of course. And me, but this takes years of work. It's not attainable for a non-professional, and we shouldn't be selling this fantasy to teenagers whose voices are only just developing. Do you know teenage boys as young as 16 are asking for surgery to make their voices fit society's narrow definitions of beauty, making them more throaty or Rickman-like, as the pharyngetic surgeons have started calling it, or flocking to buy men's magazines that offer the 15 vocal exercises to give you that perfect Rickman purr? Before you know it, real voices will have just become bad Alan Rickman impressions.
If you're so worried about the ethics, can't you do a different job? I mean, I understand you can't compete online as an impersonator, but there must be something else you can do, just to help you sleep at night.
Well, I have taken on a ward.
What?
It's for this Big Brother, Little Brother program, where you can become a mentor to a younger Alan Rickman impersonator. Paid, of course. My job is to help them grow in the early stages of their impersonation career. I'm renowned amongst Big Brothers as my training regime is known to be particularly rigorous. It's only just this week that finally a prospective little brother has made it past the grueling preliminary stages and been taken on as my protege.
It seems like you've been very picky for someone desperately in need of money.
If a surgeon really needed money, you wouldn't suggest he acquires it by teaching a junkie to perform open-heart surgery with a rusty knife. I will only train someone who I feel has the right utensils for the task, which is why it is lucky I found this young starlet.
He must be pretty gifted for you to have taken him on. How old is he?
He's as young as 42.
42? I thought you said he was a young starlet.
Well, yes, Alan Rickman only started acting in movies in his early 40s. which makes Dave here but a mere babe when it comes to Alan Rickman impersonating. I'm the washed-up star, and he's the bright young ingenue.
And what sort of stuff do you teach him exactly?
So, you want to see some impersonating up close, do you? All right, then. Hand me my phone. I'll let you sit in on my instruction. In fact, even better, you will become the very lesson from which he must learn.
Sounds hot.
It's deeply hot. I am going to test young Dave and see if he remembers what I taught him last lesson. I want you to ring up and pretend to be with an Alan Rickman impersonation union. Ask if any of his characters would like to join. Let's see if he's been paying attention.
This sounds dumb as shit, but I'm super bored.
Perfect. Channel that. Okay, I'm ringing him. Take the phone and be ready. He's a formidable scene partner.
Hello?
Hey, my name's, Julius.
Not a great start.
I heard you're a bona fide Alan Rickman impersonator.
Alan Rickman impersonator in training, yes.
Good. He avoided the sin of hubris, but the real hurdle is yet to come.
Well, this still applies to you anyway. You see, I'm with the National Impressionists Union. We understand that with the coronavirus and outsourcing and everything, there are going to be some tough days ahead for those in our profession. So, we were wondering if you'd like to help us set up a union branch specifically for impersonators of Alan Rickman.
Really not an actor, are you, Julius?
I can't. You see, not all of Alan Rickman's characters would be pro-union or union-neutral.
He did it. I knew he had the makings of a star.
For example, the character of Joe from the animated film Help, I'm a Fish.
What?
As a staunch individualist and noted fascist dictator, Joe would never allow his subordinates to unionize, much less join a union himself.
Incredible.
Oh, well, I guess that settles that. Bye then.
He's even memorized the characterization from Alan Rickman's Swedish catalog. A feat far beyond even my far reach. Truly, he might be the chosen Rickman. The Rickman of which legends foretold.
Julius, I'm sorry, what the fuck is going on?
Do you not want to hear the legend?
I was on board for the sexy Sheriff of Nottingham stuff, but this is... it's fucking nonsense, Julius! Also, you're a film writer. How did you end up living in the same apartment block as a builder and a washed-up impressionist?
I thought he was the real Alan Rickman.
What?
He looks just like him! I thought Alan Rickman had moved into the building for a role or something. I thought, you know, if I move in next door and we get to talking and maybe he agrees to appear in one of my films.
And what, pray tell, did you think had happened when the news announced that Alan Rickman was dead?
I thought it was a tax dodge thing.
Dead for a tax dodge? Do you think that could really work?
No. I mean, I wouldn't say that.
New pitch. Now.
Yeah, you haven't even given me time to prepare.
I'm going to count to three. There will not be a four. Give me a new pitch. One.
Okay. This one you're bound to like.
Build the expectation rather high.
Little Bonsai presents Plague Town, created by Freddy Valdosta and Freddy Gilbraith. Written, edited, and directed by Freddy Valdosta. Performed by Freddy Gilbraith and Quinn B. Kirkland. Produced by Angus Lorenzo. The music you're listening to is Quiet Together by Josh Gilligan. If you like this episode, then whatever you do, don't tell your friends. You should be on lockdown. Instead, please show your support by rating and reviewing. You can follow us on Twitter, at PlagueTown, and find out more about the show at PlagueTownPod.com.
If we can be quiet together, and we're doing all
we know it's scary times out there, so please look after yourselves and your loved ones. And remember to wash your hands, stay indoors, and keep safe.
Silence with your father's quotes. Our margins overflow with notes. Brevity, now that's the beauty that